Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 251 of the Story Hacker podcast. And I'm going to talk a little bit about silliness. So yesterday I mentioned that I'd been a week without news. And I said that I kind of relied on the important stuff to filter through my friends, my family, whatever. But I don't know whether this counts as important, but over the weekend, Fred Willard died. Now, you may not know that name, but I guarantee if you Google Fred Willard right now, you'll recognise the face, because he was one of those comic actors who turned up in a lot of things. You may know him from, I don't know, Spinal Tap. You might know him. He was in Friends, one episode of Friends. He was, he played Phil Dunphy's dad in Modern Family. And he's one of those guys who, I don't know, he had something. For me, at least, he had something. And, he also, if you like Wally, he was the live-action president in Wally. So you might know his face. Anyway, when I found out that he died, one of the things that I did was just looked a couple of interviews up, because he's one of those people who've been around for so long, really, since the 60s, acting and very prolific, that he'd ended up on lots of talk shows and things. And one of the ones I watched was, I think, one of his earlier Letterman appearances. And he was just talking about, he sort of talked about, oh, we can still be silly. Let's be silly. And he had that kind of childishness, that kind of childish joy at just the stupidity of things. And I wonder whether that's one of the reasons why he appeals to me so much, because silliness is very much at the heart of me as a person. And stupid example, I was sitting at home yesterday with my two teenage kids, and we were playing this game called Stickman Golf on our iPads, which we do sometimes. I've got decent teenagers in general, and they like to play, and we just get so silly doing it. And it's joy. And when I think, unfortunately, in our family, we've lost a few people in the last few months. I've lost three relatives. And I think it's true to say that two of them had lost any sense of joy in life. And one of the things I think that's so underrated about silliness is that it just makes you happy. It makes you happy. And there's a side effect to silliness. And I just love the fact that in Fred Willard's interview, he said, oh, we can still be silly, let's be silly. And one of the things that I think about it is, because we sort of access the child within ourselves. You know, I tend to think, without getting too philosophical, I tend to think that, in me, I've got my imperfect self, and I've got this child who knows how to have fun and be creative and ask questions. He's endlessly curious. And at the other end, I've got this kind of wise old man, this sort of Gandalf figure, I suppose, who has lived and has experience. And there are two aspects of me, and I'm in the middle, imperfectly, you know, living my life. And I think one of the side effects of silliness is creativity. We unlock a part of ourselves that very often, I think, adults lose. And most old people don't have it at all. And I think it's one of the tragedies of old age, that we somehow lose the ability to be silly and just to have fun being stupid. So this episode is dedicated to Fred Willard, whether you know him from Wally or Modern Family or Friends, or this is Spinal Tap, which is probably the first thing I ever saw him in. Thanks for all the laughs, and thanks for the silliness. And thank you for listening. And remember, your story, like Fred's, means business.